It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're talking about Wisconsin's road funding efforts today. State GOP leaders have said they're serious about finding a long-term fix for our roads.
Last week, the state's Joint Finance Committee approved a $350 million borrowing plan in order to reduce delays on a number of major highway projects, but not everybody was on board.
All Senate Republicans on the committee voted against the borrowing, and now options like toll roads, gas tax increases, and vehicle registration fee hikes are being considered as long-term solutions.
Joining us now to talk more about the importance of finding a solution is John Nygren, Republican State Representative from Marinette. Representative Nygren, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
Well, as we mentioned, the Joint Finance Committee just approved borrowing for road projects. Why is finding a long-term solution important to you right now?
Well, I mean, you begin to look at what our debt ratio is, the amount of our dollars that we're taking into transportation fund that are going to debt service, while our borrowing in this budget was actually the lowest since 1987-89 budget. From a transportation perspective, you're beginning to see about 21 cents of every dollar that's taken into the transportation fund that's going for debt service. So long term, we need to be able to, grow our transportation fund revenues with cars becoming more fuel efficient. We're not seeing the growth in the gas tax that we had seen in the past, so it is important for us to look at different ways, new ways, to be able to assure that we're going to have a transportation infrastructure that's going to be safe and driving our economy, not just now, but in the future as well.
Now, you've gone out on a bit of a limb and said that you're in favor of a few things that have been controversial in the past, including exploring raising the gas tax, tolls in Wisconsin, and raising vehicle registration fees. Now, your co-chair, Alberta Darling, is waiting to say what she thinks about this. Why did you decide to be upfront and let the public know what you're thinking?
Well, actually, I was in favor of looking at some of those options back even in the budget. If you remember back to the end of the budget negotiation process, there was a stalemate for about 5 weeks, and the main reason that was is because there was more willingness on the part of the Assembly to look at long-term funding solutions than there was on the Senate side, and also the governor was not there. Over that five-week period of time, we weren't able to come up with any type of agreement, so we ended up, looking at how we could fund the projects that are in front of us today. But I am not interested in, just continuing to keep the status quo, realizing that amount of the debt service is going to continue to grow. We need to address this issue. We either need to address the issue or we need to come to a decision that we're not going to continue to fund transportation at the level that we've come to expect.
Now, one of the things you said you're in support of, looking at raising the gas tax. The governor, Governor Walker, said that he's opposed to raising the gas tax unless it gets balanced out somewhere else, those cuts. So do you expect to work with the governor on this one, and do you expect that he might cooperate with this idea?
Well, I think we're going to have to work with the governor. I mean, the reason I'd come out today or when last week and begin to talk about this is because I think the expectation was that we were going to see some solutions proposed in this budget, in the budget that we passed back in July for funding. That didn't materialize, and I'm not going to sit and wait to next until a year and a half from now when the next budget is proposed to see whether there's going to be a solution. I think we need to begin talking about it now. We need to be having these conversations not just at the state level but at the local level. And when I say local, I'm talking about with our constituents. They need to understand that we have transportation infrastructure needs moving forward and have them be part of the discussion as well. My state to my neighbor, I'm sitting in Marinette right now, just across the river, they propose some significant gas tax, I believe, passed last week of 7 cents, but they had actually went to a referendum back this past summer, a referendum that failed, actually about 70-30, actually failed. That's not my desire, is to have a decision that's against what the will of the people is. So I think we need to have this discussion with the people back in our home districts, beginning as soon as possible, so that when we do come to a new legislative session, a new budget, that we actually have some buy-in and we can actually pass some things that the people will support.
And what about your fellow Republicans in the Senate? Do you expect them to be on board with this, especially if there is a public support behind it?
I do. I mean, I think the reason you know, the Senate is not against looking for a solution. I believe they are. I mean, they weren't willing to necessarily in the budget to hold up the budget at that point in time to find the solution then. But the main reason I believe the senators voted no against the borrowing plan last week was because of the desire to find a long-term plan. But, you know, if you also remember back to the budget, my concern was here we're spending millions over the last several budgets, nearly probably $1 billion in Southeast Wisconsin Zoo Interchange, Marquette Interchange, and that's been funded. But we wanted to make sure that the projects outstate were as equally as important. I wasn't willing to say that the project in Appleton, you know, projects in Appleton or projects in Madison or projects in Superior aren't as important as the projects in Southeast Wisconsin. So that's why I believe the bonding was an appropriate decision for us last week. But I do believe long-term my Senate colleagues are going to be there with us.
We're talking right now with John Nygren, Republican State Representative from Marinette, talking about the importance to him of finding a solution to road funding issues in Wisconsin. And let's look at the issue of tolls. This is something, again, that you've recently said that you would be willing to consider in terms of shoring up roads in Wisconsin. And historically, Wisconsin has had an aversion to the idea of tolls. Do you think that that's going to change, and why do you support it now?
Well, I don't know that we've had an aversion. I mean, so back when the federal government actually has to approve the ability for Wisconsin actually to have tolls on our interstate system, and we have not had that approval. We've chosen to fund our roads in different ways over the years, but I actually believe tolling is a true user fee. I mean, it's first of all, if you don't want to pay, you can use some of the other options available to you, the roads that are available to you. It's going to most likely be in areas where of high density, high traffic, and it's a person's option. So I think that is, I guess the question would be, should people in Superior be paying for the interstates that don't run anywhere near them? Tolls are a way to be able to get the people that are utilizing the system actually to help support the system. So I think that is something that we can take a look at. And what I've actually been saying that I'm supportive of is there's a study that we've asked for in the budget to be actually analyze whether tolling would be something that could help support our transportation infrastructure in the future. There are some steps that have to take place before that can happen. Even if the answer comes back as possible, we do need to have, as I said earlier, federal approval to be able to make that happen. Now we've had conversations pretty much every time the speaker or myself has seen Paul Ryan or my congressman Reed Gribble. You know, they know that this is something that Wisconsin at least wants to do our due diligence on to see if it's something that can be possible in our state.
And do you think the state of Wisconsin has done enough to look and make sure that the funding that we have has been used efficiently with the maximum sort of efficiency to get the maximum bang for our buck before any of these moves that we're talking about today might take effect? Vehicle registration hikes, gas tax hikes, has enough been done?
That's a great question, and actually that's something that a lot of my colleagues have questions. You know, we're not obviously involved in day-to-day operations of the Department of Transportation, and I have a lot of colleagues who have expressed concerns, with some of those issues over the years. Like in the past couple of budgets, we've done away with some of the bells and whistles with transportation, like the wrought iron and the stamped concrete and some of the things that drive up the cost of the projects. They're not necessarily a significant percentage of the overall spending, but they are, they are the niceties that you may not need to keep our roads safe. But in this past budget also, we asked for an audit of the Department of Transportation. Our audit bureau will be doing an in-depth audit to help us better understand whether we're actually utilizing those dollars that we already are spending in the best way possible. I think that is probably step one before we go on to look at whether we provide any additional revenues. We need to make sure what we're spending now is being spent appropriately.
Representative Nygren, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
That was Representative John Nygren, Republican State Representative from Marinette, talking about the importance of finding a long-term solution to fund Wisconsin's road projects.
I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. News is next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.